Well, folks, we're back here on CastBox. Game number two about to get underway, and it is the Black Sox and the Indians meeting once again. The Indians keeping their lineup exactly the same. Jeff LaRosa will lead things off. He'll be followed by Dan Roth. And that'll be strike number one, as that one's in the zone. Jake Kowiecki will be the starter. He gets the starting position on the bump. That one is fouled back, out of play. Strike number two. And the Black Sox with the 1-0 series lead, winning game one 7-4. The Indians rallied back in the sixth inning, but did not go quite far enough to tie the game up. They never got to a tie. And the Black Sox would put up another few runs later on in the game, and a K for La Rosa. So top half of the first inning for game number two, a 1-0 series lead for the Black Sox, and so far 0-0 in the score. First pitch on the way to Roth. It'll be up high, ball number one. And if you're joining us here on Instagram Live, we're so glad you could share a part of your Wednesday evening with us here from Bristol, Connecticut. 1-0 pitch on the way. It is taken for ball number two. And the Black Sox looking to lock up the championship tonight and win the Barca Trophy. Here comes the 2-0. And checked his swing, but it'll be called on the pitch. And again, the Sox just looking forward to putting an end to the series. If the Indians pull off the win, we come back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Swung on and missed. Strike number two for Dan Roth. He's got a 2-2 count. Nobody on, one down. And so the Indians trying to come back from a 1-0 series deficit. Indians were so close to winning last year, lost in a blown opportunity to the Fat Orange Cap Brewers deep in the playoffs. They were up, I think it was 4-0, 5-0. And in that bottom of the seventh, they put up either a 6 or a 5 spot to walk off the game. The Fat Orange Cap Brewers would beat him. That one is swung on and hit deep to left. Left fielder is racing to get under it. It is going to fall at the wall, and it's going to be a base hit. Dan Roth rounding first. He's going to get to second base, and a beautiful base hit to open up the game. And the Indians have picked up their first hit of the game. And the Indians seem to be back on the comeback trail with one hit so far in tonight's ball game. Kowiecki will call time, and the catcher will come to visit. So the base coaches tonight, Don Fedaski, Chris Barca. Barca down at third base, Fedaski at first. And another beautiful night in Bristol, Connecticut. We'd be back here guaranteed another night. So we'll be back here Saturday night, 7 o'clock, All-Star Game, East versus West. So, and speaking of East versus West, that's how this tournament turned out. The East champions, the champions of the East, checks his swing. That'll be ball number one and a 1-0 count. So the 1-0. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball number two. So we're back from a brief pause on Instagram there. 2-0 count for Ramos. You haven't missed much since we went into the pause. Pitch on the way. Swings, and he fouls it back out of play. 2-1 the count. Comes right back off the roof. It will be Bobby Leeper coming to bat after Ramos. If we get to see another one, if there is no double play here. And the Indians down 1-0 in the series, but up 1-0 in hits so far. Swung on, and they get that one deep to right. The right fielder looking to get under it. He will make the grab. One other out recorded. That puts two down. Runner holds at second. And Leeper will come to bat here with two down. A runner in scoring position, 180 feet from home. And playing a tough opponent tonight, a team that only lost twice during the regular season. Lost one other time to the Indians earlier this year. That was back in the playoffs. That was Monday night. That got the Black Sox to play last night against the Great Falls Gators, which they won in a walk-off in the seventh. Strike number one. So that game ended in a walk-off in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 5-4 eliminated the Gators in their first season. The Black Sox here in their first season as well, and trying to win a championship. On the way, called strike two. and looking for it here. Trying to get the payoff pitch on the 0-2. And now the pitch is on the way. Drop, ground ball, shortstop, throw to first. He's going to be safe. Runner nearly goes home, but he will hold. And another hit goes on the board for the Indians. And Trolley, number 3, coming to bat. So a 2 down, 0-0 count. And now, it's Kowecki. Runner goes for second. Ball 1. Throw to second. He's going to be safe in a stolen base for Leaper. So Jake Kowecki in control here. And with a 1-0 count, he's behind. Pitch on the way. Strike number 1, and it's a 1-1 count. So the count is even here. Black Sox trying to control the rest of this inning so they can control the rest of the series. Pitch on the way. Strike number 2. That one's in the zone, and Trolley will step out. Readjust the batting gloves and step back in. And now, 1-2 count. Here's the 1-2. Ball number 2, and the count is even again. As Kowecki pulled ahead, and it will be Trolley bringing him right back. Even count at 2 apiece. 2 down. And 2 runners in scoring position. Pitch on the way. Ball 3, and we've got a full count with 2 down. As it nearly gets away from the catcher. Doing the catching tonight is number 22, Alex Rousseau. And here comes. Readying the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and it's fouled back into the netting. And the count remains 3-2. So still just trying to hang on to a win here. Or at least trying to hang on to the first inning. And the 3-2 is on the way. Inside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded for Dinones Quesada. And Dinones Quesada stands in. Bases loaded, 2 outs. He's had an all right run here in the playoffs. Nothing to write home about. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a chop ground ball. Foul. Down the third baseline. So another interesting night of Twilight League baseball. And now, and the pitch. Ball number 1 as it's in the dirt. So 1-1. So 1-1 count, 2 down, Quesada. And the pitch. As he gets set, delivers from Kowecki. Ball number 2. It's 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Base is loaded. And Kowecki trying to get out of a big jam. And the 2-1. Swung on, he gets a piece of it and fouls it away. Strike 2. Went off the catcher and Rousseau hopefully okay. And game 2 tonight of the championship series. Trying to put it away. So the 2-2 count. And the 2-2 swung on. And again, foul. It's out of play. So 2-2 the count. And the 2-2. Ball three and a full count. So with a 3-2, two down, bases loaded. Quesada in a clutch batting situation. Pitch on the way. Ball four and a run is going to come home. And Seamus Berry to come to the plate. He's looking to hopefully continue this inning. Two down, and Kawecki has been in a spot of trouble here. Pitch on the way. Called strike one on what looked like an outside pitch. 1-2. And the 0-1 low in the dirt, strike two. What is that call? Low and away, called strike two. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed, and they get the K to end this half inning. We get through half an inning, 1-0, Indians lead. And so Tony Patain will get things going. And he'll get the go-ahead to open the inning. Bottom of the first, 1-0 ball one from Jordan Muchin. And a 1-0 Indians lead in the game. However, the Black Sox have a 1-0 lead in the series. They lead 1-0. There's strike number one on the inside. Some questionable calls here in game number one so far, and we're not even out of the first inning, so it should be exciting. So a time called, Patain adjusting the batter's gloves. And a chance for the Black Sox to close down this series, ball two. A chance for the Black Sox to lock it down and pull off the win. And if they can lock it down, that is going to be incredible. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's fouled back into the fence. Strike two. And the Black Sox coming off a huge win earlier in game number one of this series, 7-4. They held off the Indians in the sixth inning as they put up a three spot, made it 5-4. They came back and put up two in the top of the seventh and made it a 7-4 game. They would hold him silent in the bottom of the seventh. Ball three as that's inside, nearly got Patain. The Black Sox held the Indians silent, bottom seven. And that was the end of game number one, and that was 20 minutes ago. Pitch on the way. Ball four, they walk him, and the first batter is walked. And McAvoy is getting back in. A lot of these lineups kept the same, only Billy Armstrong not in the batter's rotation. That's really the only change in the batter's order for the Black Sox. They have Billy Armstrong out of the lineup, and I believe he's out in center or in right. Ball number one. So a 1-0 count to McAvoy in his first plate appearance of the game. He'll be followed by Gavin LaValle, the home runs and RBI leader in the league. Strike one. And Muchin really needs to get this under control, because this is the game that decides whether they play on for Thursday night or they lose the title here and the Barca Trophy goes to the Black Sox. And I think what would be really interesting, as that one is fouled away first base side, out of play, strike two. I think what would be really interesting is getting to see a three-game series, the full three games on a Thursday night. And right after that, you get to see the All-Star game on Saturday at 7 o'clock. That'll be East versus West. 1-2 count. And looking for the K, it's Moochin. Checks first. Moochin kicks and deals. Swung on and missed. Strike three and a K. And Gavin LaValle settles himself in here. And he's looking to try and keep this inning alive. A hit to the shortstop or the second baseman could definitely turn into a double play here. So he wants to try and keep it away from the infield. On the way. Swung on and missed. Strike one. And LaValle going to try and hang on in this at-bat again. Struggled here in the playoffs. He's definitely not had the greatest performance in the playoffs. We'll leave it at that. He's struggled mightily. There's ball number one. And the way he's struggled is just not something you would expect out of the leader in home runs and RBIs. He seems like the guy that would definitely be hitting at least one out in this playoff, and he has yet to do that, and he's yet to really boost his average in the playoffs. Pitch on the way. Ball number two. So 2-1 count. Moochin, I believe this is his first appearance of the playoffs, at least the first appearance that we have seen of the playoffs. And Moochin is trying to get game two under control. And strike number two. And it's odd to see that Moochin is holding a 1-0 lead, but then again, the Black Sox are anything but a first-inning ball club. They love to score in the second inning. It's the second inning you got to watch out for. And they're very good at setting up a false sense of security, like with Mike Lord. Lord got out of that first inning, 1-2-3. There's the K. And McCulloch will settle in, but strike three. You know, you set up a 1-2-3 inning, like Mike Lord did, and it kind of lured him in that, hey, maybe the rest of the game could be this easy. And your best arm that you have in the bullpen starting game number one, and then you drop game number one, that's got to be a big shot to the morale, and definitely not in the way of a boost. That's definitely got to bring you down a little bit. 0-1 on the way. Chop, ground ball. Shortstop getting to it. He'll make the throw to first. It's a little high, but he'll stay on the bag and make the grab. We're through one inning. It's 1-0 Indians going to the top of the second. And Larkin will get set to lead off the top half of the second inning with a 1-0 lead, and so far a no-hitter going through for Moochin. You wonder if the Indians can hang on through the second inning, which is typically a dangerous one to play against the Black Sox in. Strike one from Kowecki. And Kowecki delivers the 0-1. Delivers strike two. So a quick 0-2 count for Kevin Larkin. He'll be followed by Caleb LaRosa and then Jeff LaRosa. We'll be back to the top of the order. So they nearly batted through the entire order, except two in the whole order in the first inning. So only two have yet to bat. So here in the second, we'll get back to the top of the order, and that is not the outing you want to have in just the first inning. And that one is shot. Gap between second and third, and a base hit. And Caleb LaRosa stands in with a runner on first. And if you are Caleb LaRosa, you had your ups and downs through game number one, and now you've settled yourself in. There's ball number one. You had your ups and downs in game one, and now you've got yourself composed to where you could get a solid rip out into the outfield. So a 1-0 count, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed on one outside, and strike number one. And that will strike up a good opportunity for Kowecki. There was an 0-2 count, and then all of a sudden got a runner on base with a base hit. Third of the game so far for the Indians. There's strike number two and a 1-2 count. And Kowecki, very good at getting two strikes, hasn't quite been so good at getting the third. And readying himself in. 1-2 on the way. Chop, ground ball, third base side. Third baseman, that's Cody Kersky, fires the second for one. First double play! And a big move by the defense. And the Black Sox stay alive. And Jeff LaRosa comes to the plate. And LaRosa had his moments as well in that, had his moments in that first game. There's strike one from Kowecki, and it seems Kowecki's composed himself for the second inning. And the 0-1 is going to be ball one as it gets away from the catcher. Not really going to make an effort to get after that one. They'll throw in a new game ball. The coach for the Black Sox will come up and take that away into the dugout. And what a year it has been for the Black Sox. Two losses on the year in their first season as a Twilight League team. Swung on and missed strike two. They've beaten the best of the best. And they did it again tonight. They beat the best of the best. And this really does ask the question, if that really does beg the question, if they lose game number one tonight, if they lose game two, there's the K that ends the inning. But if they lose game two, do they win game three? We'll be back to the bottom of the second, 1-0. And Hinkley to get the bottom half of the second started. And the second inning was where the Black Sox put up a four spot earlier in game number one. Ball one as that goes inside. And Muchin is going to have to try and navigate this inning. And this is one of the more dangerous to play against, especially when you're playing against the Black Sox. And there's the 1-1 as he throws strike one as it swung on and missed. And here comes the 1-1. Ball number two. So bottom of the second here from Bristol in a 1-0 Indians lead, and the Indians currently have a 2-1 count with the Black Sox at bat. And so for the Black Sox, this really is an important game, a chance for them to clinch the championship here. 2-1 count. And the 2-1 on the way. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. And Hinkley will stay alive. And the 2-2. Ball number three. And a 3-2. Here's the pitch with the full count. They'll walk him, and Hinkley gets to first for free. And Rousseau will come to bat with a runner on first. 1-0 lead. And the Black Sox have had, this is now their second base runner of the game. But they've gotten no hits off of Muchin. It's all been two walks to get the two base runners aboard. Here's the pitch. Dropped ground ball, second base. They'll get the tag on the baseline and the force at first. So there are two down quickly in the second. And Vaccarelli to bat. Bottom two in an all-important game, too. 1-0 Indians in control. And the pitch. Inside, ball one. So the 1-0. And the pitch. Inside, ball two. And now it's a 2-0 count. And Vaccarelli has taken back-to-back pitches inside. And here comes the 2-0. Called strike number one on a pitch that was also inside. So number 21 on deck, that's Cody Kurski. Kurski has had a very good season this year, especially as a pitcher. 2-1 on the way. Strike number two. And an even count. And the Vaccarelli arguing that that was low. And the signal. Muchin gets what he likes. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a ground ball. It'll be sent to the second baseman, who will throw to first and record the out and end the second. We're through with two innings, and it's 1-0. Indians holding the lead. And Dan Roth will step into the batter's box and getting ready. And the pitch will be called strike number one to Dan Roth. And a good start from Kowecki here in the championship series, game two. Black Sox looking to lock it down tonight. If not, they'll play here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. And that'll be outside, ball one, called by the ump. And that evens the count, one apiece. And the pitch swung on, and it's a high pop-up. That will go into the screen right in front of us. 1-2 count. And right now, the Indians trying to stay alive, 1-2. A loss here ends the season to the All-Star game. Ball number two, and an even count as that one is low and away in the dirt. It's Ramos on deck. He'll be followed by Bobby Leeper. Then Hunter Trolley, Dinones Quesada, Seamus Berry, Kevin Larkin, and Caleb LaRosa. And that is the batting order. Ball number three. So that one is in the dirt. And a full count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high pop-up. Should stay in the infield. If anything, it'll go shallow center. Backing up just a little bit and holding it in the infield is the second baseman. And Will Ramos coming to the bat. And he'll take strike number one. So an 0-1 count. And Jake Kowecki has really gotten himself composed since that first inning. Swung on, chop foul off his ankles. Strike two there. It's the foul ball, and I guess they thought that was still fair. Ramos discovering that that ball was foul. And he walks it off. And it looks like the coach for Terryville coming to argue just a little bit. He won't get anywhere with that. And the 0-2. 0-2 still the count here. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's a high pop-up. It should go shallow left. Shortstop gets under it. And that puts the second out on the board. So number seven, Bobby Leeper coming to the plate. So Leeper is up to bat. And the pitch on the way to him. Checks his swing, but it'll be called on the pitch. Strike number one. And the 0-1. Called strike two. And an 0-2 count. And now, 0-2. Looking to put away the inning. Swung on. It's a ground ball. It's going to go to the second baseman who fires the first. They're going to have to apply the tag, and they say he got it as the throw is a little off. But we go bottom half of the third. 1-0. Indians in the lead of game two of the championship series. And Kurski will get settled into the batter's box. Bottom half of the third inning. And we are ready to go. And he'll take the pitch inside, ball number one. The Black Sox looking to clinch their first ever Twilight League championship. If they can, they deliver the 1-0. Up high, ball two. So a 2-0 count. Muchin throws strike one. So with one strike, still behind in the count. Chris Ayer is coming up to bat next. 2-1 the count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It's fouled out of play. And a 2-2 count. So bottom three, we're nearly at the midway inning in the fourth. As we play a seven-inning ball game here in the Twilight League, if you're new. So a 1-0 Indians lead over the Black Sox. Game two of the championship series. Black Sox looking to lock it down and win the championship tonight. 2-2 on the way. Swung on. It's a chop ground ball. Shortstop picks it up. Throws the first to get Kurski on the force at first. And Chris Ayer comes up to bat, number 11. He's at the bottom of the order, batting in the nine spot tonight. We'll get back to the top of the order with Tony Pettine. And the Black Sox just struggling with the bats here in this game against Moochin. 1-0 the count. You got to wonder, who are the starters if there's the potential Game 3? That's going to be if necessary, but if we do need a Game 3 tomorrow, who is in? That one's going to be strike number 1. Looked a little inside, but he'll take it. And Indians are trying to keep their playoff hopes alive of winning a championship. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Moochin. Swung on, a chop ground ball right back past the pitcher. Shortstop racing in to get it. Throw to third, or sorry, to first. He's going to be safe as it drops out of the glove, and that should be a well-earned base hit. And Pettine will come to the bat. First base hit of the game coming in the third. So a no-hitter still not applicable here. Moochin checks first. Not a lot of base runners for the Black Sox tonight. Ball one. They haven't had a lot of guys on base. And right now, they've got another one. First base hit all game. And they racked up 10 in the last game. Strike one called inside. Pettine doesn't like that one. And I don't think I do either. So called strike one. And a 1-1 count for Pettine. Checking first is Moochin. 1-1. Ball two. In a big game like this, Black Sox seem to be stalling in the places where they were thriving in game number one. 2-1 pitch on the way. Runner with a lead. It'll go shallow outfield. Third baseman picks up the grab as the shortstop behind him tried to make a dive for it. And the second out of the inning. And Connor McAvoy coming to the plate. Looks like the catcher, number 31, trying to get some of the dirt out of his glove or something like that. Seamus Berry setting up here. Pitch on the way. Ball number one. It's Seamus Berry who's doing the catching tonight. He was a DH in game number one. Dinones Quesada in game number one was the catcher, and it looks like he is not in the field right now. Runner goes. It's going to be a foul ball for strike one, and they're going to force the runner back to first. And again, a clutch ball game tonight for the Black Sox. They played game number one at 6. Didn't quite finish that one up in a timely manner. However, they got it done in regulation, went to the bottom of the 7th, and this one could go to the bottom of the 7th if the Indians continue down the path they're on right now here in the 3rd. 1-1 from Moochin. Inside, nearly gets him. He moves out of the way, 2-1. And again, Moochin is behind in the count. And for what has been an exciting night of baseball, do we need another one? That is the question. 2-1 on the way. Swung on, and it's fouled out of play. 2-2 count, two down. And so far, the Black Sox in a bit of a hole. Down 1-0. 2-2 count, two down. Pitch on the way, runner goes. Swung on, chop, ground ball, shortstop. They're going to try and make the throw to first. It's going to be on time. McAvoy is gunned down at first base. And that puts an end to the 3rd inning. We go top of the 4th, 1-0 Indians controlling the tempo tonight in game 2. And Trolley will lead off the top of the 4th. So top 4 here from Bristol, Connecticut. A little bit of a chilly evening. And the pitch. Called ball number 1. Looked maybe just outside of the zone, so maybe he just missed it. 1-0 on the way. Swung on, high fly ball. And that will be shallow right field. Right fielder making the grab and collecting the out. And Quesada to be the second batter here in the fourth inning. And with a solid evening of baseball so far underway, we're glad you could join us. 1-0 count here. And the 1-0 swung on. It's a shot into left. And that will be a solid base hit for Quesada. And Seamus Berry coming to bat. And it's Kowecki, who's looking to try and hold down the Indians. That one foul down the first baseline. And that was a shot down the first base side, but just foul and an 0-1 count. So no balls, one strike. And now with an 0-1. And the pitch. So 1-1 now. So the 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. That will be ball number two. And so with a 2-1 count, looking to try and score another run for the Indians. Swung on and missed, strike two. And with Quesada down on first base, Berry is going to have to really rip one to the outfield to try and give him a 2-0 lead. Again, one down in the series, one game to none, the Black Sox lead. And the Indians settle in. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike three, and Seamus Berry goes down swinging. And Kevin Larkin will stand in, a runner on first, two down. And the pitch on the way from Kowecki delivers strike number one. And Kowecki really does seem to be in the zone since that first inning where he gave up the run. He hasn't given up much else. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Runner goes for second. He's going to be safe in a stolen base for Dinones Quesada. So a solid stolen base for Quesada and an 0-2 count. So an 0-2, pitch on the way, in the dirt, ball number one, I believe. So ball number one. So 1-2 count. And the Black Sox looking to put away the top half of the fourth. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike three, and that's exactly what they do. They put away the top of the fourth, 1-0, Indians in control. And Gavin LaValle to lead off the bottom half of the fourth, down by one with only one base hit on the day. So a 4-1 lead in the hits for the Indians, a 1-0 lead in the game for the Indians as well, but a 1-0 lead in the series goes to the Black Sox, and if the Indians hold on to win this game, the Indians will force game number three tomorrow night at 7. The 1-0 is delivered for strike number one. And getting sent with the 1-1. And the pitch is on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. And LaValle, although he leads the league in home runs and RBIs, he has struggled mightily through the playoffs, especially with the bat. He looks almost like he's hit a wall, essentially. Or maybe he's plateaued for this season, but postseason, not his greatest accomplishments as he strikes out looking. and getting sent. And the pitch on the way to McCulloch, sent high into center field, and it'll be out. Number two. And Hinkley is settling himself in with two down, nobody on. And a poor performance here in game number two from the Black Sox. Here's that 0-0. Called strike number one. And so now, 0-1 on the way. Ball number one. And called strike two. So 1-2 count now. Settling in. And time is going to be called with a 1-2 count for Andrew Hinkley. And something with the helmet. He'll get back in the saddle again. And a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Ball number two and an even count. And for the Black Sox, they've failed to really shine here in game number two. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike three, and we are midway through game number two. 1-0 Indians. And Caleb LaRosa to lead off the top half of the fifth inning. Up 1-0 are the Indians. They have settled themselves in here. And swung on and missed, strike number one. And that opens things up a bit. And so, the 0-1 on the way, swung on and missed, strike number two. And Caleb LaRosa dug himself into a hole early. Top half of the fifth, 1-0 Indians lead the Black Sox. Black Sox coming off a game one victory. Pitch on the way. Swung on, and it's fouled back. And with that one fouled off, O-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Caleb LaRosa stares down Kowecki, who delivers ball number one. So a 1-2 count for Kowecki. And here comes the 1-2. It's 2-2 now. So the 2-2 count. 1-0. Indians in control here. And here comes the 2-2, trying to get the payoff pitch. It's swung on and fouled out of play, out of the stadium practically. And the 2-2. Ball number three. So three balls, two strikes. Caleb LaRosa is still in this at-bat. And a real battle at the plate. Pitch on the way. Called strike three, the K. LaRosa. And we'll see his brother come to bat next. And Jeff LaRosa coming back up to the plate now. Gets another appearance here in the top half of the fifth. We're entering the final three innings of the game. This has been a fast-moving game number two. Fouled off, strike one. And the Indians come out and score one in the first. And this is indeed how they beat the Black Sox back on Monday. Pitch on the way. And that one, I believe, will be called a ball. And we're not sure if it hit him. And we're going to talk it over with the umpires here, discussing what happened at the plate. I think they're not sure if it hit him or not. But it certainly is an interesting game. And no hit batter here. I believe 0-2. So 1-1 count now with one down, nobody on. They were looking for a foul ball there. One and one, and they're going to say he didn't swing. And it looks like we're going to see a chat again, and talking to the umpires in an all-important game two. And this is where good officiating really matters, especially in a game two where you can clinch a championship. But, I mean, the 1-1 count, one down, is that one pitch really going to matter? So 1-1 the count. Jeff LaRosa at the plate. You really got to ask, is this the kind of squabble that's going to matter later in the game? Swung on, he fouls it off. Strike two. So 1-2 count. So LaRosa will be followed by Roth and then Ramos. And the 1-2 chop foul down the first base side. So the Black Sox trying to put an end to this inning and get to the bottom of the fifth. Pitch on the way. That'll be ball number two. And the count is even. 2-2. LaRosa looks at 3-2. And LaRosa is ready. Pitch on the way. Ball four. They walk Jeff LaRosa. He'll get to first for free. And right now it's Dan Roth who comes to the plate. One on, one out. Double play can end the inning quick. And the pitch on the way. Up high, ball number one. And an interesting night, certainly, for the Indians. They drop game number one off a huge comeback, and a lot of people would expect the Indians to really be down and out when you lose a game like that. When you make a comeback, you're one run short all the way, and you can't just... You can't seem to match as the base runner goes for second. He's out, caught trying to steal. And two are down in the inning, and nobody's going to be on base. And I believe a 2-0. Or 1-1 here. So 1-1 count, two down as LaRosa is caught stealing second. And LaRosa standing now into the dugout. It's Roth who takes ball number two. And if you're Dan Roth, you've now got nobody on the base paths. It doesn't look like you're scoring any runs. There's a foul ball, strike two. You're not really ahead in the count anymore. What is it that you have to do to try and score another run? What does he have to do to maybe give a bigger advantage to the Indians here tonight? Pitch on the way. Called ball three, and they were looking for strike three right there, and the Black Sox do not agree with that one. Good officiating here is so crucial, and so far it seems like it's a little lacking in that department. Pitch on the way. Swung on, it's a high pop-up, foul territory. They're racing under it, trying to get to the dugout. It will fall out of play. The Black Sox get another game ball, ready to go. Will Ramos, standing on deck, ready to bat for the Indians. And the Indians, who won this title 2 years ago, back in 2018, then lost in a huge comeback against the Fat Orange Cap Brewers last year, as a favorite to win it. And here they are, a favorite to win it again! Strike three, they K him! And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth! 1-0. And Alex Rousseau coming to the plate. And the Black Sox are settling in. Down here in the bottom half of the fifth, final three innings of the game. Strike one. And in the bottom three innings of the game, bottom of the fifth, you're down by one. You need two runs right now to win the championship. What do you have to do as a team that struggled all night, got one base hit tonight, only other base runners were from walks, as there's ball one, from a guy that not a lot of people would put their money on winning a title game? The Black Sox are really just not playing like themselves here in game number two. And these guys faced off earlier in the playoffs, and from what I've seen, as long as you score first, you should be good. A high pop-up right field. It will be caught because the other game the Indians won, they scored up in the first, took a 1-0 lead, and so far they haven't let go. And Mike Vaccarelli standing in with nobody on, one out. But the only way the Indians have won is they scored up in the first inning of that Monday night game they played, starting at 6. They got the 6 p.m. early start on a night filled with rain, and they managed to win that game 3-2 in extra innings, and it started with a 1-0 lead in the first, and there's strike two. And the only way the Indians have kept the lead is that they've had a 1-0 lead since the first inning. It was top of the first. They struck early and tried to take the Black Sox out early. There's ball number one. And the whole thing is, who can you demoralize in the first inning? If you take your opponent's spirit out of it in the first inning, it's not going to be hard to keep rolling with the score. But so far, the Indians haven't really done exactly that. Sure, they've kept a 1-0 lead, but they haven't been rolling them over. And there is a foul ball. It keeps the count 1-2. The Indians haven't exactly been rolling them over tonight, and nobody's really rolled over the Black Sox, a team that's lost twice in their first year as being a team in the Twilight League. That's insane to play a 15-game season and lose twice. Go 13-2 in your inaugural season as a Twilight League team, coming from the Tri-State League, and they're looking to grab their first Twilight League title. And a 1-2 count. 1-2 on the way. And that will be called strike three. So they get him. Two down. And Kurski. And another interesting fact, the home team in both of these games has not had a lead. This ball number one comes in. None of the teams that have played home tonight have had the lead in the playoffs, or at least in this playoff game. So the away team, the Black Sox from game one, had the lead all game long, except for the first inning when it was tied, one apiece. And then the Indians have the home field advantage, or the Indians are actually on the road, and the Indians have a 1-0 lead and three balls, no strikes. And not the plan that I think the Indians were really hoping for. There's ball four. They walk Kurski, and Kurski gets to first for free. And that is another base runner for the Black Sox. Interesting fact, they've had quite a few base runners, and they've only had one base hit tonight. And Ayer takes ball one on the inside, and is Muchin threw four balls, no strikes in that last at-bat. Now it's fifth straight ball being thrown. If you're Chris Barsa or Don Fidanski, as there's strike one, he breaks the streak of five straight balls. But if you're Don Fidanski or Chris Barsa, do you go up and talk to Muchin? I mean, this is an important game. I think he's an underdog that no one thought could win a game like this. He was totally under everyone's radar. And now, here he is holding down a 1-0 lead with a runner on first in the final three. Oh, and he hits him. And they'll put two on with a hit batsman. Tony Patane to come to the bat, and Tony Patane, a good hitter. And almost as if he heard my advice, Fidanski comes in and has a talk with Jordan Muchin. And he'll send him on his way. Muchin will stay in the game. And Muchin has had a phenomenal outing. Sure, he's allowed a few base runners. I think that's one of the few base runners that have gotten past first base now. One of the few times they've had more than one base runner on at a time. That might be maybe the first time of the game they've had more than one base runner on in this game. So a runner on first and second, two down, bottom of the fifth. Pitch on the way. Chop ground ball, third base side. Third baseman races in, fires to first. He got him. And we're through with five. We've got two innings to go, and the Indians are clutching to a tight one-run lead in Game 2, trying to force Game 3. Can they do it? We'll find out soon enough. We'll be right back with the top half of the sixth. And Will Ramos to lead off the top half of the sixth inning. So we welcome you in here to Muzzy Field, Bristol, Connecticut. If you've skipped around the recording here on CastBox, or if you're just joining us on Instagram Live, pitch on the way. Strike one from Jake Kowicki. Kowicki has been pitching a complete outing tonight, but that's not to say it's all been a smooth sailing. Ball one. It's not to say it's all been smooth sailing for Jake Kowicki, as he gave up a run back in the first. He's given up four hits all day here in the top half of the sixth. Final two innings of the ball game, swung on, fouled off, strike number one, and a 2-1 count. The Indians have really been clutching to that 1-0 lead. They've been really holding on to it. Chop ground ball on the 1-2 pitch. Goes down the first baseline. It'll be caught fair. Tag applied. They get the out. And Leaper is settling himself in here. Top six in an important game. And game two with the Black Sox could be hopefuls to win a championship. Their first championship in team history in the Twilight League. Their inaugural season. That one just outside the zone. Ball one. Chance for the Indians, if they win tonight, they can force Game 3 to try and win their third championship as a team. Ball two, and it's a 2-0 count for Leaper. One down here in the sixth, nobody on. Pitch on the way, swung on, chop ground ball. It'll get past the third baseman and Bobby Leaper. He's going to round first. He's being waved around by Fedaski to go to second. He's going to get there standing up, and a big double for the Indians. And it'll be Hunter Trolley to get things going here in the top of the sixth. One down, a runner on second. He's in scoring position and a mighty big lead. Pitch from Kowicki. Tries to pull back on a bunt. Not as smooth as he thought it would be, and it stays in there for strike one. Thought it would have been out of the zone, but it just was not. And strike number one, I believe they called that on the pitch. 0-1 on the way. Watches it go by, ball one. That one in the dirt, and the 1-1 count. Again, chance for the Black Sox to clinch the championship, but they're going to have to come back from a 1-0 deficit in Game 2. And Kowicki calls time and gets himself settled on the hill. Check second. Kicks and deals. Swung on. It's a high fly ball. Left field. It's getting back there. It's got some distance, but it won't quite be gone. It'll be caught. No, he drops it. And there goes the base runner. He drops it again. And the runners are going for second and third, and they'll get there. And that is a huge error. So Kowicki gets a quick talking to on the hill from the skipper of the Terryville Black Sox. And off the error in left field, there are runners on second and third. And they're going to walk Dinones Quesada. It's going to be an intentional walk. So with the intentional walk of Dinones Quesada, Seamus Berry comes to the plate. And here in the top half of the sixth, one down, bases loaded. Terryville has done this before, and it didn't work out the way they hoped it would back in game number one. Well, not in game one, but back on Monday night when the first time these two met in the playoffs. Did not work the way they hoped it would. They're trying to get a double play to end the inning. Here's ball number one. But loading the bases for anybody on this Indians club, never a good idea. The Indians do know how to hit. They mercy ruled the Great Falls Gators 10-0 earlier in the playoffs. Called strike one on a very wide strike zone. That's got to be ball two, but they'll call it a strike. And with two innings to go here in the sixth, we'll have the seventh, and that'll be that. Ball number two is that's in the dirt. Runners hold. A walk from Kawicki will bring in the second run of the game for the Indians. A hit from Berry, and that will definitely bring in more than a run. If he gets it to the outfield, it could be big trouble. Quesada is ready to run out at first base. High pop-up. It's in play. Does not come up with it. Strike number two in a 2-2 count. So with the 2-2 count, again, not the ideal situation. And so, 2-2. And now, swung on and missed, strike three. They got the K, and a big at-bat. And Larkin stands in, two down, bases loaded. Pitch from Jake Kawicki, fouls it off. Strike number one, and it hurt the catcher, Alex Rousseau. So he fouls it off. Rousseau got hit somewhere with the ball. I think it might have been on his back. So with the foul ball, strike one. And an 0-1 count. And so an 0-1 count. Ready to go again. It's Kevin Larkin. Takes the next pitch. Checks his swing. Then they're going to call that a strike. One, he didn't even go around. And two, that was in the dirt. What kind of a strike call is that? I don't even think he was looking at the same ball that I was. And an 0-2 count with two down in a big situation where the Indians could pile him on, maybe. 0-2 on the way. Called a ball. And for a minute, I was thinking it was going to be in the zone. The way the umpire called it, the last one. So here we go. 1-2, two down. Pitch on the way. Swung on, it's a chop ground ball, shortstop. Flips to second for one, and that's all they needed. And the Black Sox escape the top of the sixth. We go bottom six. We've got 1.5 innings to go. 1-0. Indians in control. And Connor McAvoy to get things started. Bottom of the sixth, and they're going to wait till the base coach is in place. Down by one and maybe saved by some poor calls, the Black Sox live on, and there's strike one where that one was inside. And they're going to match a bad call with a bad call there. And it's good job on the ump. So 0-1 off the bad call that led to the end of the Indians' bases loaded situation. So walking the bases loaded technically worked out. There's the 0-2 count as he swings and misses. It worked out for the Black Sox. And we'll see if the Black Sox can get their second base hit of the game. They've had one error tonight and one base hit. Every other runner that was on base was thanks to a walk or a hit batter. And then one error on defense, so there should be six hits up there for the Indians, but because of the error, that stays at five. So 1-2 count. And it's Connor McAvoy who takes the 1-2 pitch, swings and misses. And Gavin LaValle to bat, bottom six, 1-0. This score, Indians trying to force game three. And this could be a huge shutout if they can hold it together. Ball number one, high and away. And what a game this could be for the Indians if they're just able to hold on. They've got about maybe five more outs to get. Pitch on the way from Muchen. Strike number one. 1-1 is the count, one down. looking to take away a game from the Black Sox and maybe rattle them. 2-1. And the Indians trying to take away game two and hopefully rattle the Black Sox for game three tomorrow. Personally, if they go to game three, I think the Black Sox are going to take it. I think it's delaying the inevitable. There's ball three. Sure, if the Indians win this game, that means they will have beaten them twice in the playoffs, twice in the same week. But I also think the Black Sox are going to come in angry, and they are going to play hard. Now, yes, they've struggled in those last few games, and there's strike two. He doesn't like that call. LaValle goes back. He thought he was going to walk. But they've struggled in this week. They lost to the Indians on Monday, needed to walk off against the Great Falls Gators, a team they almost lost to, last night. And sure, they won and held off a comeback from the Indians, which is the exact same thing they did last night. And strike three, what a K! And so McCulloch comes to bat, but they held off the comeback last night. Held them off and walked off the game on Tuesday. And here's the pitch. Swung on. High fly ball. Left field. McCulloch. It is going to be caught. He has it. He has it. We go to the seventh. 1-0 entering the final inning. Can you believe it, folks? What a story this could be if they hold on another inning. 1-0. Indians holding to a slim lead. And La Rosa will face down Kowicki. And Kowicki has stayed in it all night. Pitch on the way. Swung on. It is going to go left field, base hit. And La Rosa gets on base early. So McCodlo will come in to pinch run at first. Number 22 coming into bat. That is Jeff La Rosa settling himself in. Top of the seventh. One of the biggest innings the Indians are going to find themselves in. But also, here's a drop bunt foul. But can you imagine the story it could be if the Black Sox come back in the next half inning? If the Black Sox score two, walk off the game after being held to one hit all night. What a story that could be for your first Twilight League championship. Meanwhile, the Indians looking for their third. Pitch on the way. High. Ball one. Even count. So the final inning, 1-0. Indians holding on to a slim lead. A win for the Indians would extend the series to tomorrow night. 1-0. Arch two leads. There's ball number two. So in the series, the Black Sox took game number one, but the Indians holding a slim lead in game number two, trying to extend the series to tomorrow at 7 for a winner-take-all game three. 2-1 count, top of the seventh. Kowicki for the Black Sox delivers the pitch and called strike two. And a time called by the Black Sox. They'll get a meeting on the mound. And La Rosa, 3-1. So a 3-1 count. And now, with the Black Sox in trouble, they've had been held to one hit all night. They've been held to one hit tonight. The Indians have struck up six, and there's ball four. They walk. Runners on first and second. And so number five, Dan Roth, comes up. Nobody out. Two on. One in scoring position. And that one will be ball number one. And with a 1-0, Kowicki trying to hold it together for the Black Sox. Chop foul, third base side, strike one. With a 1-1 count now. Black Sox are attempting to hold the Indians silent in the top of the seventh and make the big comeback in the bottom half of the inning and win the title here. Ball two, And if I were the coach for the Black Sox, you've got to talk to Kawicki because he is rattled. Either talk to him or pull him. They've got one in the bullpen now. Pitch on the way. It'll be a wild pitch. It gets away from him. Runners will go to second and third safely. And a 3-1 count. So a 3-1 count now. And the Indians in a big spot to maybe lock this game away with either another wild pitch or a big hit from Dan Roth. Either one could lock this game up and bring us to tomorrow night. 3-1. Ball four. They walk Roth and the bases are loaded. So a quick meeting on the hill, and they might be pulling Jake, and they are. They hand over the ball. Jake is coming out of the game. Kawicki will go 6 1/3. So 6 1/3 for Kawicki. Gives up 6 hits, 1 run, 1 error. Here comes number 1, Mike Krieger. Come in to pitch. Will Krieger get it done just like he did in game number 1? Or will this be seen all the way to tomorrow night? We'll be right back on CastBox. 1-0 Indians. We'll be right back. And Will Ramos will come back to the plate. If you're just tuning in, welcome here on Instagram. So 1-0 Indians. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Top of the 7th. And if you're joining along, my name is James Clark, voice of the Twilight League, pulling double duty for the playoffs all year, running PA and broadcasting. And now, the pitch, outside, ball one. A walk could put this game away. Base is loaded. You've got Will Ramos at the plate. And looking to strike up another run. Ball two. And Krieger right now is just trying to hang on. And Krieger cannot dial in these pitches. 3-0 count. And now, here's the pitch. Strike one. He's going to save the at-bat, and Will Ramos still ahead, 3-1 in the count. Another ball, and this game could be put out of reach as the Black Sox have been held to one hit all night. Ball four, they walk. A run scores. And in the top of the 7th, Krieger allows the second run of the game. And Bobby Leaper comes in. Pitch on the way. Inside. Ball one. And Krieger, who pitched game number 1, pitched lockdown coming into that 6th inning. Right off the 3-run rally that the Indians had started. Pitch on the way. And strike number 1. But Krieger came in 6th inning. It was the 3-run rally back in the bottom of the 6th. Krieger comes in, and he pitched lockdown back in that 6th inning. Ball number 2 and a 2-1 count to Leaper. And Leaper has had no trouble with the bat all postseason, and with nobody out here in the 7th. Nobody out, top 7. And the 2-1 count, Krieger delivers. Swung on, it's hit right field. The runners should be able to tag even if it's caught. It is caught. Runner tags from third. They'll hold Ramos at first, and another run is going to score. They pick up an out, but another run scores. And Hunter Trolley is ready to go. An 0-0 count, one down, runners on the corners, and now a three-run lead for the Indians. They've put up two here in the top of the seventh. Pitch on the way. Strike number one at one in the dirt, practically. It's the starter tonight from Terryville. Is that one? Runner goes for second. Throw's not going to be on time. Runner goes for home. He's going to be safe as the throw gets away. Now running for third. They're going to put Will Ramos on third while a run scores. Unbelievable. A third run in the inning. It's 4-0. So as I was saying, with a 1-1 count, the starter tonight was Jake Kowicki. Jake Kowicki went, I believe, 6 1/3, got pulled in the seventh, pulled here in this inning. He goes 6 1/3, allowed, I believe, 5 hits and 1 run. Ball number 2, and quickly ahead in the count. Quickly ahead in the count is Hunter Trolley. And what a wild sequence of events. They threw the wild pitch, tried to get to second. The throw didn't work. The runner got to home. The throw at home was off. Up high, ball 3. And the throw home was off. And another runner got to third, and that was Will Ramos down there at third. 3-1. Pitch on the way. Called. Strike 2. And I think actually there was a 3-2 count. And it looks like everyone's confused by the count. I have it as 3-2. Looks like the umpires are going to call it strike 3. We're not sure what they're going to decide. And he's going to be out. So 2 down now in the inning. Runner on third. And Denonis Quesada comes to bat. 2 down. A 3-run inning, just like in the 6th of game number 1. And swung on. That one will be swung on and missed. And here we go. 0-1 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. And Quesada, 1 strike away. And the 0-2 on the way. Ball number 1. And Quesada settles in. 1-2. Ball 2. It gets away, and another run is going to score. And this is almost embarrassing at this point. 7-4, Terryville took the first game, and now it's 5-0 in game 2. Bases are now empty. Everyone's come around to score. And the Black Sox down 5-0. And not the solid outing they were hoping for tonight. And here comes the 2-2. Swung on. He got a little piece of it. Called strike 3. It got away from the catcher. They'll throw on to first and record the out. So we are through with the top half of the seventh. We go to the bottom half of the final inning, and we'll most likely see you here tomorrow unless something crazy happens. 5-0 Indians lead. And Andrew Hinckley to step in. Here we go, bottom 7. And inside, ball number 1 nearly gets him. And they've held Terryville to 1 hit tonight. Can they hang on to this one? Pitch on the way. Strike number one. And the pitcher has been number 15, Jordan Muchin, a guy who was under everyone's radar coming in tonight. Was not expected to win one of these playoff games. Swung on and missed strike two. Was not expected to win one of these championship games. And here he is hanging on to a 5-0 lead now with the bats coming in behind him late at the midnight hour. And the 1-2 count. Kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Ball number two. And speaking of Muchin, he's in his second year of the Twilight League from West Hartford. Went to SCSU and a solid hit. That'll be their second base hit of the game into left center. And Hinkley is going to get a single. That'll be their second base hit of the game. And Rousseau coming in. And the Twilight League, the Barca Trophy on the line. And getting set for Rousseau's at bat. He's got a runner on first. Muchin checks first. Pitches. Ball one, low in the dirt. 1-0. Can you imagine the story that could be if the Black Sox pull together and rally here in the seventh and put up six and walk off the game, fouled back into the netting, 1-1. So if the Indians hold, join us again on Instagram Live tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So in the event the Indians hang on, join us tomorrow night, 7 p.m., winner take all game three. Here's the 1-1. Checks his swing, called, strike two, and Rousseau doesn't believe it, and neither do the rest of the Black Sox. And in a game like this where the officiating has to be key and crucially good, it seems like it's been lacking for a lot of tonight's game. Let's hope it might be better in game number three. So if we ever do a game that's not on Instagram Live, we're going to ask you to go to CastBox on the App Store or go to CastBox.fm. Is that one a shot into right field? They come up with the grab, and they are one out closer to winning this game. And here we go. But tune in to CastBox.fm or go to the App Store and pick up CastBox for free. And find the Weathersfield Dodgers Network, your home for the Weathersfield Dodgers Connecticut Twilight League team, and home to all the special events for the Connecticut Twilight League, such as this year's opening series at Dunkin' Donuts Park, and the entirety of the Connecticut Twilight League playoffs from Riverfront Park to Muzzy Field. And you can catch those all on demand as tonight's game, and as well as the rest, as that's strike two. The rest can all be found, tonight's game being recorded, and they will be put up at the conclusion of the game, as game number one is already up online on CastBox at the Weathersfield Dodgers Network. Never miss another Twilight League playoff game again. Foul ball, 0-2, and they've got one down, one on. And so, 0-2, one down. Here's the 0-2. Ball number one in the dirt. So what a night for baseball. This has been some ups and downs for both teams. So game number one, the Black Sox held off a rally back in the sixth inning. It was 5-4. They came back, put up a two-spot top of the seventh. Held on to the bottom of the seventh. That one dropped out. Shortstop. Second for one. First to end the game. They do. And we'll see you tomorrow night. And that's the end of this one. And the end of tonight's doubleheader. We'll see you tomorrow night for winner take all. The Indians shock them again. Second time this week they beat the Black Sox. And once again, another night of baseball does not disappoint in the Twilight League. 5-0, Indians pull off the win. My name is James Clark, the voice of the Connecticut Twilight League, along with the Weathersfield High School Eagles. And I'll catch you tomorrow night, starting at 7, Game 3 of the playoffs. Good night, everybody.